The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We are LIVE Live. Live. Tuesday night, October 30th. Hold on. What is all that crap all over Cesaro? Oh, brood blood, I guess. And, brood blood and of course, Xavier took an apple on the way out. Anyways, Tuesday night, October 30th, 2018, episode 570 of The Rant is officially live across the airways of Rant Entertainment Media, rantamradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a million other platforms. Hi, everybody. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And my, oh, my, do we have a lot to talk about. The lines are open, 954-89-7268, Double A, The Rant, all one word on Skype. It's All Hallows Eve.
That's right. Getting ready for a Nightmare Elm Street marathon tomorrow. That's seven. Well, seven out of eight. No, well, I'm sorry. Let's see. They're showing five. And Jason versus Freddy. That's six. So all but two of them. All but two.
You know,
counting the minutes.
You know, interesting. It doesn't. Number one, it doesn't feel like Halloween. I don't know. Maybe because I got
stuff
so
just
much,
happened.
I think that's what it is. I think just too many things are going on, not only personally, but outside in the world, that this holiday just kind of snuck up and just kind of like crept up behind us. And caught everybody off guard.
If we can make it to Thanksgiving without nothing popping off, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Oh, man.
In the words of my guy from Office Space, that'll be great.
And I'm sure we're going to hear from the Silver One. And I'm feeling I don't know if we'll hear from Doom. Doom doesn't work tomorrow. But we found out earlier today that Doom is not working tomorrow because he received a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah, so he'll probably wake up Thursday sometime.
So yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what if Doom calls in with some slurred speech.
A Hennessy update.
A Hennessy update. Give us his real thoughts on Megyn Kelly. Anyways,
oh my God!
So, I don't even know where to begin. There's just so much
to talk
about.
List.
There's a laundry list of things to talk about. A laundry list of things to review. I guess we'll start with going around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. Tony C, we'll start with you. You know, we like to do anything interesting happening with you these last 7 days.
Oh, well, I'm up in Central Florida. I'm all right.
You're all right.
Ain't no white vans been spotted. I thought white Hummers was what we had to look out for. You know, but come to find out, that white van. Anybody driving a white van, I'm looking out for you. If you got paraphernalia anywhere on your van, I'm calling the cops. I'm just telling you now. So, I'm snitching. I'm doing my duty as an American citizen. If I see a white van with paraphernalia on it, I'm calling the police.
You feel threatened.
Exactly. I don't give a damn if it's a cable van.
Speaking of snitches, and not to go off on a topic here, speaking of snitches, for those of you that have been following the news today, Whitey Bulger was killed in prison. Those don't know who Whitey Bulger is. Whitey Bulger was one of the top mafia bosses in Boston. in the old days. And he got transferred from a prison here in Florida to a prison in West Virginia. And somebody offed him.
Oh, man.
You know, he probably knew something, or somebody wanted to keep his mouth shut, or, you know, they didn't want to chance it. So they said, you know what? Keep his mouth shut. It's better to take him out. It's better to take him out than take a chance, you know.
And can I say one thing to that woman who told the FBI that somebody from a grand old party offered to pay off all her debt to say that Robert Mueller felt her up? You are a good Samaritan. Because that's something nobody would have believed. So that wouldn't even work on somebody like him. If anybody's out there ever see Bob Mueller face, he don't look like the type that he taking anything from a woman. I'm just telling you now.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's why she did it. She thought about it. She probably contemplated it for like maybe 30 seconds. She was like, well, it did offer to pay off my credit cards and everything. Then she looked at Mueller. She's like, nah, that shit ain't gonna fly. I'm done. I gotta tell. So, this is the kind of world we're living in, where we can pay people to make accusations on people who don't even look the part. This is just crazy out here, man. And it don't work on old white men. I'm gonna just say this. That stuff right there don't work, okay? Bill Cosby, yeah. Back in the day, yeah. Robert Mueller, no, not gonna work. I'm just throwing it out there. Vince McMahon, maybe.
Well,
no.
Vince admitted to doing it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It ain't a matter of did he do it? Is how many times
exactly?
Yeah, but other than that, you know, just taking it easy, man. Up in the Central Florida safe zone, because once you get down 95 headed toward your way,
things get rough.
That great hub known as, with a great name for a place known as Plantation, Florida.
So wait a minute. You know what? You know,
may have had my Friday act.
I gotta tell you something. You know, I spent a good portion of the last, or at least a good portion of last week. You know, by the way, these things tend to happen. You know,
on Friday.
No, they happen, but a lot of things, like the late break
after
news,
we go
after
week at the end
shows,
of the week.
Exactly. Nothing ever happens on a Tuesday
or Monday.
Or a Monday. Everything happens on Wednesday or after. But yep. And by the way, we will have election results next Tuesday night here on the rant. So so don't forget next week, the 2018 Rant EM Radio election special.
Midterm election
special. We'll have that next Tuesday night.
But
I guess we got to start with, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Okay. Got to give them a shout out first. First and foremost. Cause, you know, They're, you know, Phil and, you know, they, and Choppy, they complain that October has not been kind to them. And it's true. October has not been kind to them. But didn't
Choppy break his hand?
I gotta send,
in
I gotta,
October
I,
well.
But listen to this. And this really, it tickled me, okay? Because I spoke to Phil a little bit yesterday. You know, this October, 2018 has not been good for a variety of people on this network, okay? But I talked to Phil a little bit yesterday and got a little bit more information. And I was listening to the show in the background, okay? Now, because, you know, they had not been on the air for 2 weeks. So I wanted to see how things were and, you know, what was up and everything. So, yes, as we reported 2 weeks ago that Choppy broke his hand. How he broke his hand, I don't know. I think he dropped an anvil on it at work or something like that. Some dopey thing like that. Anyways, you're going to laugh at this, Tony C. This will tickle you. And by the way, they gave us some grief because, you know, Phil introduced himself as Philip Gregory Rhea, because he usually says Phil G. Rhea. Listen, I don't care what your birth certificate, your social security card, or your driver's license say. Your name is Philip J. Rhea, as long as you're on this network, pal. Anyways, back to Choppy, though. So, Tony C., you're gonna laugh when you hear this. So Choppy went in. I guess his injury was bad enough that he had to go in and get surgery on his hand and have some screws and stuff and put in there. But Choppy broke.
Damn, Choppy was mangled.
He mangled his hand. And his cast right now, this isn't the funny part. His cast right now looks a lot like Roman Reigns' Superman glove.
Oh,
so Choppy can walk around doing the Superman punch if he wants. But, you know, he broke his third metacarpal. When I heard that, that's what you see. You're not laughing because it hasn't hit you yet. But I got it instantaneously. Do you remember Apollo Creed's first opponent? That was out with an injury?
Oh, for Rocky One?
For Rocky One. He also broke his third metacarpal. So, Choppy has a link to... I forgot who the name of this fighter was in the first Rocky that Apollo was originally supposed to fight. But I thought that was very funny, that Choppy broke his third metacarpal. Or he broke a metacarpal. Whether it was the third one, I'm not sure. But he did break one. And so now he has a link not only to Roman Reigns, but he also has a link to the Rocky trilogy, which, by the way, last weekend they aired it on Ovation. This past weekend they aired the marathon again on Ovation. But this TV, okay, which is a television network, this TV aired a Rocky marathon as well. But they showed the movies in reverse. I don't understand doing that. They started with 5 and worked their way backwards.
Me either.
I don't get that.
That goes into what I was talking about with that Nightmare Elm Street. They started at number 5 at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but
they're going backwards, to the first one.
They're
going to
go back. Well, maybe because the first one is the most...
Hey, don't you say that. It's 1, 3, and 5.
No.
1, 3, and 4.
The one is the most iconic one, is what I'm trying to say. And maybe they're saving it to air in prime time. That's the only logic I have. Okay? With that.
That would make sense.
But still, you know? I don't know. But yeah. So
I'm just saying, 1, 3, and 4. The rest of the series can go jump in the lake.
I gotta go and watch those movies again, because really the only one that I have a good memory of is 1, 2. Which is the one that they switch the characters and it's that blonde girl?
3.
3. Okay, so I only remember 1, 2, and 3. What was it? I think 5, the one where Freddy comes back with the original characters. Is that 5?
Oh, that's New Nightmare.
New Nightmare.
That's New Nightmare.
Okay, well, whatever. Those are the only ones I remember. I'd have to go back and watch
those.
But anyways, So let's talk about my week. I gave my 2 cents on Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and our love goes out to them. Things are rough right now, boys. I know, but it'll get better. I promise. But so, what? How can I explain this? So, every morning when I go to work, okay, I get to work at 8:30 every morning, and the first thing I do when I get to the office is I turn on the old television and we watch the local morning news. Okay, we watch Channel 7, which is the Fox affiliate down here in Miami, but it's not Fox. Let me preface that.
It's not Fox News.
It's not Fox News. It is the local TV station. Besides, the station is not owned by Fox. They are just affiliated with Fox. They have their, you know, they carry their TV shows and things like that. But it is an independently owned station that they air a longer morning news. Since Fox doesn't have a morning show on network television, they air news from 5 to 10 every morning. And then at 10 o'clock, Wendy Williams takes over. So, which, you know, I've said it before and I say it again, Wendy Williams, peace standing up. So we watch the morning news, and at 10 o'clock, I mute it, leaving the TV on. So Wendy's on mute, but, you know, she's kind of in the background and nobody's watching. On Wednesday morning at like around 9:30 is when the story started coming in, you know, that a suspicious package was found at the Clintons and then the one at the Obamas. This is a couple days after the story of the George Soros package, but the George Soros suspicious package never picked up enough traction because that was a separate story from everything else that happened 2 days prior. So it never gained the traction that it got. But when one started appearing at the Clintons and then one appeared at the Obamas, then the story started picking up traction, some real traction. The news goes off the air at 10 o'clock and Wendy Williams takes over. So we mute it and go about our business, you know, doing work in the office.
Emphasis on that, boy.
And not even 2 minutes later, I get an alert on my phone. Suspicious package sent to CNN in New York. The building has been evacuated. So we quickly put on CNN on the TV. And there on CNN, until they could get Wolf Blitzer out of bed, was Renee Marsh. She used to do television down here in Miami. And because Poppy Harlow,
Jim Pseudo, and Jim, Poppy.
And Poppy had been thrown out of the building because there was a bomb scare in the building. And they were basically reporting live from Skype on the streets in New York City. So Tony C sends me a text message, right? And while this is all going on, Tony C sends me a text message, and the only thing I could, because he says, look at, he, Tony C basically says, look at these two fools out on the street, you know, trying to report on this, and, you know, and I told Tony C, that's dedication. And I told Tony C, I said, that's dedication, my ass. If they were real reporters, in fact, I called Poppy out. If Poppy Harlow was really a real reporter, she would have grabbed a microphone on the way out the door.
Mean Gene would have did that.
And then, of course, I replied, you know, if Ted Turner was still in charge, those people would still be in the building. He would have said, give me that bomb, and he would have put it in the garbage himself and said, see, nothing happened, get back to work. Ted doesn't put up with that bullshit. So and then of course eventually Wolf Blitzer came on, and Tony and me and Tony C are back and forth talking about Wolf Blitzer. not really paying attention to the facts on the TV screen, but Wolf Blitzer had been pulled out of, yeah, I guess, you know, he had to, his breakfast ended early, which, you know, for a man that's probably 70 years old, you know that that probably now threw Wolf's day off completely.
Exactly. Wolf come on the air every day at 5.
No, Wolf comes on in the afternoon first.
At like, that's what I'm saying. Every day at 1, I'm talking about 1.
And 5.
He come on from 1 to 2, and then he comes back on, I think, at
5. 6. He comes on
no,
at
5. No, at 5. Yep, from 5 to 7.
After Jake Trapper. Jake Tapper, sorry.
Yep. Wolf had to start early Friday morning.
So, Wolf had to start early, which you know that that threw his, or Wednesday morning, you knew that that threw
Wednesday
his day
morning,
off.
My bad.
Because, you know, and I'm sure he was cranky the rest of the day. Because when a man of Wolf's age, you know, is still working, really for him it's all about routine. Okay? Like, really, when was the last time you saw Wolf, okay, on the scene? It's probably
he
been,
only do studio shows.
It's only he's only in the studio. You know, he's only
that's
he's
it.
In the
he probably
Washington.
Live it.
He's at the Washington.
He probably
DC,
live
at the CNN
in the building.
In the building at the CNN Center in Washington. But and then my favorite part was Wolf kept coming on and says, "Don't worry, our other headquarters around the world are okay." It was only our headquarters in New York that was evacuated in Columbus Circle. And I'm thinking, how the hell else is nobody else affected by this? Because all the news networks, they're kind of clustered in the same area, you know, and then,
a couple days later,
nobody else was affected, you know, even though that, the package that went to CNN was addressed to, John Brennan,
the second one was for James Clapper.
But John Brennan is a contributor to MSNBC. So I'm going to get to all this in a second.
Know.
I'm going to get to everything about the inconsistencies and everything here in a second. So nothing happened at MSNBC. Nothing happened at Fox. But the opposing networks were reporting on CNN's distress and dismay and inconvenience because CNN had to leave their building for like 5 hours, okay?
Chris Cuomo was on the street doing the interview.
Finally, somebody got a microphone to Poppy Harlow. and
by the end of the night, Don, what's the guy named? Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon both on the street doing their shows.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Like nothing happened. But they're just on the street. So y'all just gonna be on the street.
So
y'all could have went back in the building. Y'all just doing this for effect.
Exactly.
Everybody else went back in the building a long time ago.
Exactly. You know.
I'm gonna say this. Let me just say this one thing before you get back. CNN. The reason why a lot of those, like, quote unquote, conservative, right-wing people don't like CNN because they extra. If CNN just did, like, everything not breaking news. See, they wore that damn breaking news out 2 years ago.
Yes, they do. I can't stand CNN with that because, you know, CNN, they go to commercial, right? Like, Wolf will be like, add more on this story when we come back. They go to commercial. 2 minutes later, they come back. What's the first thing they open with? The breaking news stinger. CNN, breaking news. Dun, 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 dun. You know, and more on this breaking news story. And
that's just extra.
It's just extra.
A lot of people don't do extra. You know what I'm saying?
But Tony, you know what drives me up the wall about CNN? And I can take CNN in small doses, okay? But what drives me up the wall, more than anything, is when something happens, regardless of it, when something happens, and Wolf is like, and here we've got CNN chief terrorism expert, here we've got CNN chief military expert, here we got CNN chief political analyst, CNN senior contributor, CNN expert analysis, CNN FBI consultant. You know, they've got an expert in every single field. Here's the CNN McDonald's, you know, food analysis.
Hold on, man. You going to do my, you know, okay.
You
I get where
you
you're going
don't
with
think,
it.
You don't
they
think
got too many,
many
panelists.
They got too many experts. Too many experts.
Okay. But that goes along with what? Extra.
Extra.
Too extra.
EX.
Like the fact that Don Lemon, everything from the 8 o'clock at night to midnight block, that day that happened, even though everybody had been in the, went back in the building, you had Anderson Cooper and everybody still outside. For what? You get what I'm saying?
Maybe they realized. Maybe they realized it was it
like
was, to change it. You know how once in a while, on a nice day, your teacher would take you outside and have class outside.
Yeah, but
I think it was something like
that. Guess they wanted to give a real terroristic threat, I guess. But everything from 6 to 7 before them, they went back inside. So it was like, that's just extra right there. Just so extra. I just had to, you know what I'm saying, throw that out there. Because that's why people really can't do CNN. That,
yeah.
You know, don't do CNN because the extra. It needs to be called ENN, Extra News Network.
The cable news network, founded by a great man. You know, but
listen.
But I don't. Think,
I was just happy.
I don't
that.
Think he had. I don't think that was his vision, though. Was to be so extra.
No, that everything is breaking news. No, I was just glad that Dr. Harvey Schiller and you know, Bill Shaw. Great people like that were not affected
people
by none
board.
Of those pipe bombs.
You know, what was funny is you got, I don't know, who was it? I guess it was, it had to have been Poppy Harlow because it was one of these reporters that was out there on the street. And on several occasions, Poppy kept reminding everybody, and this doesn't just affect us. It's affecting TBS, TNT, it's affecting the entire, everybody that's in this Time Warner building. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, this is affecting Brad Siegel, you know, all these, Nick Lambros, all these people that work at Turner Broadcasting.
Who going to hit the play button on that episode, next episode of Supernatural that got to come
exactly.
up on TNT?
You know?
And that rerun of Friends they got to add in about 4 minutes.
Exactly. I mean, could you imagine? I'll get to the inconsistencies in a minute. So, that was Wednesday. Okay? So, the hysteria of the bombs on Wednesday. Then, Thursday rolls around, more bombs are discovered. This time to Cory Booker. Oh, no, Wednesday we started with the Debbie Wasserman Schultz first. Because one of the packages was addressed to somebody, and it got returned to Debbie Wasserman Schultz at her headquarters in Sunrise. Okay? And then later in the day there was a package that ended up in Adventura. At her headquarters in Aventura. Okay, now this is all within my area now, okay?
South Florida.
A lot of things, then they started, you know, dissecting the address labels and things like that, and how her last name was misspelled, and Florida was misspelled, and the address was misspelled, and there was inconsistencies.
And can I say this? If you can't spell Florida,
yeah, you're
bad. You something wrong with you, man.
Mm-hmm. So then one of the packages was returned, and then we go to Friday or Thursday. Cory Booker gets a package, and somebody else got a package, and I don't remember who it was. Cory Booker, or one of these.
Kamala Harris, right?
Kamala Harris got it on Friday. Yeah. On Thursday, it was Cory
Booker.
Was
it Maxine Waters? No, was it to the Maxine Waters?
She was on Friday as well, I think. Oh, God, somebody got it on Thursday. It was a high-profile person.
That wasn't Clapper, was it?
No, it wasn't. Clapper got his on Friday.
Damn it. Well, who could have been on Thursday?
Oh, Robert De Niro. It was Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro got it. He got his early in the morning.
Look at that. Breaking news. WWE Championship match. Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles at Crown Jewel. Story just broke right now. We'll get into that in just a second.
Money.
So then on Friday, more packages start appearing. Kamala Harris, Maxine Waters,
Cory Booker.
Cory Booker was on Thursday, but still, you know. Then we get the news. So here we are. It's Friday, right? I find out on Thursday afternoon that Sasha Banks is going to be on the reel, and that Natalya and Ronda Rousey are going to be on Rachel Ray, both on Friday. Now, on the TV station that we watch our morning news on, Channel 7, airs these TV programs. The reel after Wendy Williams, and of course the Rachel Ray show after the 12 o'clock news. At 9:30... the story breaks that a package was found or something, or somebody was found in connection with the thing. That was at around 9:30. And I'm thinking, well, hopefully this will pass so I'll be able to watch Sasha Banks on the reel. I don't know why, but I wanted to watch Sasha Banks on the reel. And, of course, that didn't happen. As a matter of fact, I almost didn't get to see Ronda Rousey and Natalya on Rachel Ray. But, so they broke into programming. There was no Wendy Williams. There was no reel. They stayed on the air because they had the helicopter over the auto parts on State Road 7 in Plantation, which was about a 10-minute drive from my office, where they found this van full of Trump paraphernalia, plastered all over it, and a lot of anti-CNN, anti-Hillary, Obama stuff on it as well. Long story short, they tracked it down to this van. The owner of the van, Caesar Sayoc, who is the man that's been sending these packages, he was arrested, and I watched for 3.5 hours as this van was put on a flatbed, towed to the FBI headquarters in Miramar, and I watched that all afternoon, and it was just a circus, one thing after the other. Because
they showed the van on the flatbed on what, 95, like it was OJ's Bronco.
It went on State Road 7, okay, south to 595, went west on 595, and then hit I-75 to go south to get off on Miramar Parkway to go to the FBI headquarters. Actually, no, they got off on Pines Boulevard, which is my exit to go home. And they took it there, and I guess that's where it still is, probably.
Double A, some people were saying the van looked too new. It wasn't.
No. That was a 1980s, like a 1988 van.
It was a Dodge van.
Like a Dodge van. And I'll tell you why it was an old van. Because here, the local news station, the Channel 7, they interviewed the repair shop that repaired that van regularly. They went to, because here's the thing, and this is where I'm going to get into my fellow listeners out there that, you know, tend to side with the left, side with the right, I should say. There was the picture of the van, okay? I don't know how far... You see, I watched the local news coverage. So, I saw the entire transport of the van. I don't know if... Tony C., you were watching CNN, I assume.
Between CNN... bless me. And MSNBC.
Okay. Yeah. Probably CNN was carrying... The Channel 7 feed.
The transport.
The transport from Channel 7, from their helicopter. I don't know if you saw at one point that the van had stopped and the tarp fell off.
No, I didn't see that.
There was a point where the van stopped and the tarp fell off, and the people from the FBI got out of the car to put the tarp back on. And they rode the rest of the way holding the tarp on top of the flatbed. The FBI guys were standing on the flatbed holding the tarp.
Okay, so you're saying that the van was a plan or something?
No. So, when the tarp fell off, we got a very good, clear shot of everything that was on the van. There was somebody who listens to this program. I assume that they're listening now. I'm not going to say any names. But I called them out on it on social media. That they took a picture of that was grabbed of the van from Friday. Okay? And... there was pictures when the story broke and we found out who it was. Immediately on social media was old pictures of the van had surfaced. Why? Because this van sticks out like a sore thumb when driving around in public. Okay, and here's Doom. We're gonna get the Hennessy report right
like
now.
Like the Scooby Doo van.
Exactly. Like the Mystery Machine. Okay. And with that, we say hello to Dr. Doom. How's your
What's
Hennessy?
What's going on?
Oh my God.
But what?
How's your Hennessy?
I ain't gonna drink it tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna wait till the kids go to sleep, then I'm gonna be able to turn up.
Well, anyways, so. This van sticks out like a sore thumb, and apparently people had been taking pictures of this van for quite some time and posting it to social media. Somebody on this network that is not a part of the network staff, but somebody that listens to this program or listens to the network shows, tweeted out an old picture of the van and a new picture of the van, and that the stickers in the back had varying stickers. And immediately said that it was fake news and that shit like that, putting the spin on it, saying that people are quick to blame Trump, but look, the vans are different, this and that, and blah, 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 blah. I very quickly, you know, normally I don't get involved in these things, but I had to.
And made a run in.
I had to make a run in and say, listen, buddy, you took two pictures from two entirely different time periods. I live in this area. I know that van is a very prominent fixture. I'm 5 minutes from where that van was found. Okay? Don't try to put a spin
in Opa-locka.
Opa-locka was where that package was found. Opa-locka, the mail. By the way, I'll give my issues with Opa-locka here in a second.
No, you're not going to talk bad about their Opa-locka.
Of course I will. But
what's Opa-locka?
I'll talk about Opa-locka here in a second, Doom. So the thing with the van was that I said, how are you going to, don't try to put a spin on this because that van has been seen around town for months. For months.
Oh,
and this is
so old. he was legit. It was, you know, because I was wondering.
It was a legit thing, and it was like So don't try to put a spin on it that the media is trying to, you know. Hold on, let me finish. I'm going back to this tweet. I said, don't try to put a spin on it and make this like fake news and this and that, because this is a legit person that lives in this area. And then, you know, immediately, of course, because I don't know how quick CNN got to the information, but the local stations here immediately got their hands on his prior. The guy has an extensive. It's public record now.
He's
got a very long rap sheet, and a lot of it is local stuff. And what a lot of people, you know, he had a lot of petty theft charges, all local stuff.
He threatened to blow up damn
Walmart,
Florida power, and electric.
Yeah, he tried. He threatened to blow up FP&L. He was arrested at a Home Depot for shoplifting copper piping.
He's a vagrant.
So
and his dumb ass gonna leave his fingerprint on something.
And by the way, if you've seen his previous pictures, and there's pictures all over the internet of him, and you know, he's a muscle head on top of that.
He's on steroids. He's like,
Moonlights as a stripper with Stormy Daniels. Him and Stormy Daniels dance at the same club.
And he was what was described as a somewhat of a celebrity at a lot of these rallies. Okay, so you know, he's caught. Thank God, it's over with.
It was a wacko.
Even though that these packages are still popping up, because it was a package that popped up yesterday at CNN's headquarters in Atlanta.
Now so, sir. Let me tell you, sir. You going too far now.
Because you know, I'm sure there's still remnants of WCW there at the CNN Center.
You want to Buddy Lee Parker?
Let me get back now. Bill Shaw. Let me get back now to Opa-locka. The reason why Opa-locka plays a big heavy hand in this. So. You notice that there's delays in these packages getting, like, I don't think that this guy, it's very possible that this guy, you know, packaged everything and just dumped them all at the same time.
He had a list over 100 people.
No, but he probably packaged these all up together and dumped this all at the same time. Because let me tell you what happened, okay, and why Opa-locka is very pivotal in all this. The Opa-locka facility, mail facility, is kind of like the central hub where all this mail in South Florida gets sorted. Or one of the locations where the mail gets sorted and dissected and distributed.
Don't talk bad about Opa-locka.
Tony C. On Monday of last week, I mailed out my wedding invitations. And almost all of them, with the exception of one or two, were local. That should not take more than a day.
Yeah.
By Friday, there was more than 90% of the people still had not received their invitations.
So, now, what you are not going to do is blame that on Opa-locka tonight.
Well,
that's what you're not going
to
do.
I'm just wondering,
that's like the name of the town?
That is the name of the town.
You know, I'm a non-Floridian.
That is
so
the name of the
like,
town. Yes, it is. Opa-locka, the city of Opa-locka.
It's like Opa-locka is like kind of Newport News-ish.
It is the Gehenno of the ghetto. All right.
You got to make sure when you get out of your car, you got to lock your doors.
Let me tell you. I told Tony C this story, but I'm going to tell this story on the air. A good number of years ago, okay, I put in an order with my bank for a new box of checks. Okay. So I don't pay. I was in no rush for these checks. So I put for free delivery, and usually it takes 7 to 10 days for those checks to come in. Well, 3 weeks, 4 weeks passed, no checks. I call the bank, and the bank says, no, the checks have been mailed out, and blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. So when the checks didn't show up in the mail, I called the bank and said, well, the checks are not here. So they put a stop payment on all the checks, 150 checks, and issued a new batch of books, closed the account, by the way, and issued some new checks. All right, no problem. Fast forward a few months into the future, and in the mail, I receive from East Bay, and for those of you that don't know what East Bay is, East Bay specializes in urban apparel. Okay? And and East Bay sends me this nice, nice type letter in an envelope in company stationery. Okay? That basically said, dear so-and-so, your order for order number blah, 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 totaling, you know, $800 and something using these, the following two checks. The checks, unfortunately, have bounced because they were drawn on a closed account. We're not sure if this was done in error, blah, 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 blah. If you would still like the items, please, you know, resubmit payment and so on and so on and so on. Now, I want to go out and make it very clear that the checks, to give you an idea, the sequence of checks, I don't know the exact numbers, but to give you an idea, the sequence of checks that were canceled were, let's say, checks 100 to 150. And this is like check 138. Okay? That was returned to me from East Bay. 138 and 139. And there was the physical checks were in the envelope. Okay? Along, and this is where East Bay, they really helped me out here, along with the original order form that was mailed with the checks. And, of course, our name is signed on the checks. Our name is placed on the order form. But the return address is not my address here in lovely Pembroke Pines, which I've mentioned many times over the last 11 years. Oh, no. The return address is for the city of Opa-locka. I do my due diligence, and I find out that my checks, you know, they were processed in the mail facility in Opa-locka, and they somehow wound up. Now, you explain to me. I understand my checks getting lost in Pembroke Pines, but how do my checks get lost in Opa-locka per se? Well, somebody who was handling and manhandling my mail in Opa-locka saw that, oh, look, a box of checks have graced my presence. How wonderful. I think I'll just take this home. And that's exactly what happened. Somebody in the processing facility in Opa-locka took my checks home and began using them and dispersing them. God knows how much they were able to get away with, because if East Bay returned checks 180, you know, 138 and 139 out of checks 100 to 150, they could have went to Dollar Tree. You know, like, my name could be on the blacklist of not to accept a check from such and such at a handful of stores in across Opa-locka. And things like that I just don't know about.
Bunch of corner stores you can't go through.
Exactly. You know, because I write bad checks.
That dude be looking at you crazy. Like, we've been looking for you for a while.
So, yeah.
You the double-edged wrote that $75 bounce check in here.
Exactly. For some Colt 45 and some Black and Miles.
Oh my God, that's so urban.
So yeah, they and I went somewhere in here. I have the letter, and I have the order form, but they ordered like three pairs of jeans. They ordered some.
Who buys jeans from East Bay?
Well, when you have checks, when you got checks,
they have decent jeans at East Bay.
I know, but who? Most people like to try on their jeans.
But Tony C, when you got checks that are not yours that you can use, that you think you can get away with it, what do you care where the jeans came from? they're like three or four.
If I call,
ultimately, Tony C, they had like seven or eight products on the order form. And it totaled about $800. Like each product was like almost $100.
Yeah, I'm about these jeans out the magazine. Give me some.
Unless you know your size.
I mean, Tony, see, if the jeans came in and you didn't pay for them and they don't fit, what are you going to do with them? You're going to just throw them away. What do you care? You didn't spend anything on them.
I'm going to call back and complain. I'm going to send them back.
Yeah, that would have been.
Goddamn right, I'm gonna complain.
So,
my people complain about free stuff now. We got a history, and you know.
So
don't get it twisted.
That's my grievance with the city of Opa-locka and how this all plays into.
You're not gonna pigeonhole Opa-locka like that. When I looked up on CNN, and I saw Opa-locka in the upper left hand corner,
you almost fell out.
For real, I was like, oh my God, we done made it. And that in the mail center is like in a real urban area.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
All the processing centers, you know, for like UPS, FedEx, the post office, they're like the main hubs are all in Opa-locka.
So the dude's
van was legit because I was one of those conspiracy theorists.
Yes,
things,
he is.
I was like,
it is legit.
Ain't no way.
Oh
my reason was, ain't no way in hell that he's going to ride around in Miami while somebody's destroying his van.
100%.
That's how I was looking at it.
100% legit, my friend. And with that, we say
you
hello.
Can see what I think about it, right?
Of
like,
course.
Hey, all of a sudden, this dude's riding around with a van and they ain't burning it down.
100% legit. And with that, we say hello to the silver one.
Good evening, everyone.
But yes, it is 100% legit.
You go buy me a white
story.
Van because people don't mess with people in white vans.
And let me tell you something.
Nah, what you talk about?
Having done my due diligence myself. There was plenty of information that proved the case that will tell you it's not a conspiracy theory. You know,
but you know, some people just not in the area, so we wouldn't know. It's
no, but I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you something. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Doom. I'm going to tell you exactly. What would happen? Wherever the news cameras and the helicopters went on Friday, I've been at personally. Okay, that auto center where the van was picked up. I've been over there. Okay, I know that area very well. Okay,
it rips you off.
The Home Depot where he was arrested for shoplifting copper piping. I've shopped at. The Walmart that he was caught shoplifting at in Miami Gardens, I've been at. Of course, we all have wanted to blow up Florida Plunder and Loot at some time or another. And you know, I can understand.
Cool.
I know they showed where he works. I know where it is. I know where he lives.
Okay. I mean, I didn't, you know, people that's not from the area wouldn't know these things. So.
And a lot of these places,
And
from where I was sitting on Friday in my office, most of these places were technically within spitting distance.
Did they find any packages with your name?
No, I did not, surfer.
I'm telling you, I declare at the beginning of this show, and I mean it, I'm calling the police on any white man driving a van.
What a god!
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
You come to my neighborhood.
The one thing that we can take away from all this, okay, and despite what your president may say, and despite the criticism that CNN received on Wednesday, because they were the first one to put the say that your president is to blame for all this, CNN took a lot of crap for that, for making that statement, because they went out and they flat out said that your president is to blame for all this. And then when your president went out there and did that press conference on Wednesday, okay, this is 2 days before the guy is caught, and he said that, you know, we're not going to stand for political terrorism, political hate, and political whatever. He mentioned the Clintons and the Obamas and John Brennan. Never mentioned CNN, because he's got an axe to grind with CNN. And then, of course, you know, Sarah Sanders, who, you know, she's a mess in herself. You know, when she was called out on it and said, you know, that it was irresponsible for CNN to blame the president.
I don't think so because
I'm going to tell you something.
When they ran her out of the thing in Virginia, nobody said that was wrong.
But listen, let me tell you something. It's not by design, okay? I'm going to tell you, there's three things that have happened over the course of the last 7 days. The bombings are four things, I should say. The bombs in the mail. The shooting in Pittsburgh at the synagogue.
Yeah.
There was the mass exodus of the Guatemalans into Mexico that they're threatening to come into this country. That's part of it. And then today, this one really, you know, grinds my gears. And how could you not say that he's spinning all this rhetoric and hate that's creating all this division in the country? He wants to amend the Constitution so that anybody that is born in this country to a non-citizen parent, okay, so if your parents are from another country and they're not citizens of this country, but you were born here, basically, you're not a citizen. For example.
Well, I'm on the fence on that one, Double A.
Because let me tell you something. Despite, he's not going to be able to get away with it. That's number one. Number two, everybody here in South Florida would have a big issue with that, because all of us, I'm on the line. Okay, when it comes to where my situation is, okay, because I was lucky because my dad was Puerto Rican, so he's a U.S. citizen, so I get the pass. But I get the pass only because of him, because my mom was not a U.S. citizen when I was born. Okay, and my mom came to this country in 1969, and she had her papers, but you know, that's that. But if both my parents
were. Was she a legal resident?
She wasn't.
Did she come here legally?
She did come here legally, but she came in 1969 when there wasn't the issues that there are today.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem.
Wait, where'd your mom come from?
My mom came from Peru.
Has
nothing to. Forget about the country. The country has nothing to do with it.
I'm just saying, not the country, but I'm saying, like, my point of view kind of on the thing is. All right, I'm not even going to go South America, but you got Chinese people. I'm not trying to sound racist. They're coming on the planes like 9.5 months pregnant or just in time to drop a baby and then drop baby.
I know that. I know that.
Well, first off,
I know that, and that's an issue.
When you say you can't start a sentence off with, I'm not trying to sound racist.
No, what I'm saying is, it's not just
but it is.
America. But again, you have
you have
other
people,
citizens.
You have people from other countries. You have people from other countries. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because I see it all the time.
To me, I think they're taking advantage of our law.
Okay.
And they're milking both systems.
Okay, but that can be controlled. You don't have – in a situation, though, where you're in this country, whether you're in this country legally or not, there's got to be a better way to find out whether you're just here to drop a kid and whether you've been here for a period of time.
Well, his in-laws did it.
But the point is, they
came to Ellis Island and they did it.
Then my ass, his wife did it.
The point is, the point I'm trying to make is that with that, the synagogue thing on Saturday, which is just disgusting, it's just absolutely abhorrent. There is zero grounds for that in this country. Okay, I don't care. I don't care what religion it is, and then of course everything that happened with the mail bombings that came
in
over the week.
Don't forget about them.
Who?
Two people got shot at or killed at a Kroger grocery store in Kentucky.
Okay, that was another thing.
Listen, the guy who did the shooting was trying to get into a church to shoot people. It couldn't because it was locked.
My point with all this is that all of this has been predicated on your president's rhetoric, which he spins.
Hey, y'all forgot one more thing. I mean, if y'all want to go there, because I go on both sides, the Republican.
Oh, hell, I ain't no both sides. Who been killed? Who been killed by somebody on the left? Nobody.
You can listen.
Come on,
you can
man.
Say
and
what
that one
you
dude
will.
Shot. That one dude shot up
I'm
the baseball
even,
field. Okay,
I'm
that's
not
one.
Even, I'm not even.
Everybody on that side, they killing people.
I'm not even picking.
They'll kill your black ass if they get a chance.
Hold it. Hey,
keep that in
even,
mind.
I'm not even picking sides.
Hey, look, ain't no hold up. They will kill your black ass if they get a chance.
I'm not picking sides. I am not picking sides.
I'm just keeping that in mind.
I'm not picking sides in this.
Bump all that caping.
They
will kill me, you, and everybody on this phone if they get a chance.
I am not picking sides.
They get a shot.
I am not picking sides in this battle. I'm not.
No,
picking,
it ain't no thing.
But listen to what I'm saying.
Will kill.
Hold it, Tony. Bruh,
okay, walk into one of them right wing meetings.
Tony C.
And walk out.
Let me finish. Let me finish what I'm saying.
You ain't gonna walk out.
Let me finish
black ass
what
won't
I'm
walk
saying.
Out, I bet that.
Let me finish what I'm saying. I am not picking sides on whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans' fault. I am placing the blame primarily on one person, and that's your president. Because prior to this, when you know you had if you want to place the blame on the Republicans, for example, to put it out there, none of this went down when George Bush was president. In terms of the quantity that it's going on, there is no division in this country like it is right now. It hasn't happened, at least not in my lifetime, okay? And it's all because of this one person. One person. I'm not blaming the party. I'm blaming one person.
No.
Hold
put
it.
Some blame in the party,
let
too.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Okay. I'm not placing the blame on the party because, yes, he's a member of that party. But more people are going to listen to – they're going to listen to the president over listening over a senator or a congressman. Okay, they're more likely to follow what your president says than a congressman or a senator. That's just how it is. That's how this country is built on. You listen to what your president has to say. You follow what your president says. You do.
But getting to
and
the
you
party.
Follow the leader.
They know what they,
and the president is the leader of this country. And because there's people that are following the statements and the rhetoric and the spins of your president.
So What did he say to come out and like, let's burn down some churches
it's
and all that?
It's not that
he
said that.
I want to hear some of this rhetoric.
It is not.
Everybody came out rhetoric.
It is not that he said that. He is making hateful statements, and he is brewing hate in the country. And when you brew hate in the country, this is what ultimately happens.
Now, I might have a different look on a lot of this stuff. But a lot of the stuff I see, I mean, I don't want to get into the.
I'm gonna say this. You got a different view. Take your black, your brown tail.
Hey,
into a coop, one of, go to David Duke house and knock on his door.
Okay.
Knock on David Duke house.
People are drinking.
You can have whatever on his name, but you know what it stands for. Go to his house. Go to that dude house that killed them two people in Kentucky and see if you make it out alive. That's all I'm saying.
He hated the president, and the reason he killed the Jewish people because
he said he didn't hate enough. Not that he hated them because he disliked them. He said because he hated enough. Go research it, bro.
He said
on his social media, he said he don't hate enough, my dude. He said he don't hate enough. Now, I can't let it sit up in alternative fact. He said he don't hate enough. He said he don't hate enough, my dude. He don't hate enough.
The interesting the thing here ultimately is that whether you are on the left or the right, at the end of the day, you have somebody that's at the top spewing. Okay, I'm not going to use the word spewing. That is not talking in a way that is becoming of his president, that he's very equipped. He's very quick to criticize people he's very quick to criticize the media, which, listen, I personally don't like the media. Okay, I've got my issues with the media too. Okay, but he's quick to criticize the media, but let's take the media out of this. He's quick to, let's say you're against him on something. He's very quick to criticize.
On a policy issue?
On anything. You tell him, he says, the sky is blue or the sky is green. You tell him, no, it's blue. He's very quick to get in front of a microphone and tell you everything that's wrong with you and why. With the way you're thinking is not right. It's stupid. It's this and that. He doesn't talk in a political. Listen, you can disagree.
I know he doesn't have that. I mean, that's what a lot of people have the issue. But again, he tells you how he feels. So again,
he tells you how he feels. He tells you how he feels. But
so
then
he came out and called you the enemy, the police, the enemy of the people, and people start killing cops, how would you feel about that?
I'm just answering you that question.
He doesn't.
Obama ain't said never say nobody was the enemy of the people. CNN is the enemy of the people. If he come out and say that police was the enemy of the people and people stop knocking on cops and they start taking shots at police, how would you feel about that?
That happened in Texas.
He starts.
That guy shot.
But nobody called enemy of the people. Nobody called the cops the enemy of the people.
He starts saying.
They got shot up because they were shooting at black people.
I'm going to reiterate something I said. He starts saying.
But the bottom line of it is. But I don't understand as a you're a young black man in this world, and I don't think you understand how threatened your life is on daily basis.
My damn skin color has nothing to do with it.
Saying disparate. The problem is, again, I'm going to reiterate something I said. He's at the top. And people follow the leader. You follow the leader. That's a children's game, but adults play that as well. The thing is, as adults, it's a far more dangerous game. And the majority of this country, they don't think rationally. They think they just they think they just they
they're
just
sheep.
they're sheep, and they just follow the leader.
And again, I'm not a sheep. And I have my free will.
I understand that. I'm not saying you're like that. What I'm saying is a majority of the country, they follow the leader. And because they follow the leader, and this leader has a tendency to say disparaging things against people.
He might talk trash about nobody, but
He says disparaging things, and ultimately, when you say disparaging things in a way that could possibly brew hate, contempt, and this and that, at some point, there is a big difference.
Okay,
from saying something. There is a big difference from going from coming and putting out a political ad that says, you know, for example, like right now the governor's race is going on in Florida. There's a big difference.
I was saying it was a Virginia ad that they said that all Trump supporters are going to sit here and start running down people in Virginia. So how was that ad? Talking about hateful rhetoric when none of that stuff, and I was just saying because there was a Republican candidate. Okay, things like that kills me.
But listen, there are.
They're not talking about policy no more. It's about fear, and that's when I get tired.
Okay,
of.
But you got to understand when it comes to those commercials and those ads, a lot of those commercials are put out
by other people. Again,
they're not put out with the actual constituent. I understand what you're saying, and I completely do. But when you've got this person that's, you know, regardless of what their party affiliation is, you've got this person talking in a way that is not disparaging. They may have a disagreement. They may say things in a way that you're not pleased with them. You may not agree with them. But at least he approached it in a diplomatic way. When you've got another person that is not being diplomatic, who is saying disparaging things, and ultimately
can you give me an example of this disparaging thing? Because I'm trying to see where one is point.
He's gone on there. He's made fun of handicapped people. He's made fun of. He's made fun of Hispanics, and of course he's made fun of different types of races.
What Hillary did today, that she said that Eric Holder and Cory Booker are the same person. There's no difference.
That's not right.
Let me give you some example of what Trump does. Like every Hispanic is some kind of criminal or rapist.
A lot of the people coming from these caravans. He didn't say all of them. He's saying these people.
From the beginning, he said it was rapists and criminals coming from Mexico. Every black person he criticizes is low IQ or he says that they have no education. LeBron, the guy from CNN. He said Obama didn't have his education. That his grades must have been a lie. Because that's all you see black people as. You see us as not intelligent. And that's the criticism he puts on every black person that he criticizes. That they have no intelligence. They're low IQ. Can I go on? I mean, he's rolling back. Listen, do you think gays shouldn't serve in the military?
No, gays can serve in the military. It's transgender can't.
No. That was taken away too. They was allowed to serve in the military.
No,
he's rolling all that back.
How you gonna tell the guy in the army? No, the policy was transgender surfer. Get it right.
Under Obama, transgender could serve in the military.
You want me to tell you why transgenders shouldn't serve? Want me to tell you?
Tell me why somebody who's willing to put their life on the line shouldn't be able to do that.
I'm not saying they shouldn't. Okay, now let me tell you why. Okay, if you get transgender reassignment surgery, you can't deploy for 3 years. So that means you have to sign a 6-year contract. So you want the government to pay for a transgender reassignment surgery to serving a soldier. Another question, which PT test is the person going to do? So if it's a male that wants to be a female, biologically he's a male, right? So he wants to do the female standards PT test. Is that fair for females?
They should, in those situations, they should put clauses in any form or any paperwork or any contract that they fill out that if you're coming in under these circumstances, you're excluded from X, Y, and Z because of this. Because I'm not going to pay because flat out, we're not paying for you to have gender reassignment surgery. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. And whatever. If you're going to be a part of the military and you are...
Don't you get money for being in the military? I mean...
Oh, no, that's a lot of money. Another thing with the gender reassignment...
That's my GI money and got my thing cut off.
You have to get hormones for your body to be there.
That's fine.
And this is where it hits home for me at. I'm a diabetic. The Army wouldn't even pay money for my diabetic money to stay in. That's why I had to get out.
Doom, in those situations, those should be very specifically outlined. I've never been in the military. I'm never going to be in the military, so I have no dog in this fight, and I don't have room to talk.
Yeah.
But I firmly believe that I don't give a damn what your sex is and what your orientation is. You should be allowed. You should be allowed. But if the military, you know, should have. It's not even a matter of standards. Should have that if you're going to go under these pretenses, that if you're going to come out and say, well, I identify as a woman, we, though, have to give you the male whatever because you are, by classification, a male to do X, Y, and Z. But we're not going to pay for this, and we're not going to pay for that, and we're not going to pay for this. They should outline all that. But to outright exclude somebody is wrong. But if they're going to include somebody or include everybody, they should make exceptions to those situations.
All types of bans in the military. They got guys that you committed a felony, you can't go. If you got tattoos, you can't go.
I can complain about the military paying for reassignment surgery when they waste more money than anybody. On equipment and weapons that we don't freaking need,
Surfer. That's the two different arguments, dude.
No, but it's the
again.
No, it's not because your argument is that
so if somebody's not combat ready for 3 years should just be able to stay and be on the government payroll.
Nobody's gonna walk through the door and get surgery right away.
Okay, again. Surgery like that is elective, not necessary, so it shouldn't be on the government's dime.
I agree. I agree there. On the flip side,
you want to cross-dress and do all that stuff, why aren't we in uniform? You should not do that. Whatever you do outside of uniform, they don't care. You see the difference? They want to be able to serve and do all this stuff.
Trump's been playing
cross-dressers in the military. I knew them, but they acted like guys.
That's why Trump should ban these people from serving.
They can still serve. They just don't want you to be open about it in the open.
That's going backwards. Let me explain about the don't ask, don't tell.
And I really don't want to get too far into this, but go ahead.
When that came up under Clinton, that was to allow gay people to serve in the military without being harassed. But then it was used to weed them out anyway. Because as soon as you find out that they're gay,
The issue is, if a girl wants to be a guy and be in a guy's unit, not in a guy's unit, but say she wants to be in the infantry, but she's a female, she wants to identify as a male.
You're in the military, you don't have the same rights. You get told what to do when you're in the military.
Yes, you do.
Right, so
until you get to the rank that you make decisions.
Right, so if they say you train with these people over here, that's what you train with if you join the military.
But again, it's things about you separate certain units and stuff. So, like, infantry units are all male, all hard legs. Artillery's all hard legs.
Anyways, the point is, at the end of the day, there's just all this hate going on right now. I think it stems from the person. And I think, you know, because, listen, I'm 36, okay?
Yeah.
I don't recall there being so much issues. Now, granted, I'm not going to remember what happened in the 80s, you know, but I have a pretty good idea of what happened in the 90s and what happened in the 2000s. But since 2010, for example, and not even since 2010, but in the last, you know,
5 years,
it's going to be 5 years now. The hate has increased drastically for a variety of reasons, okay? I'm not going to place the sole blame on him, but...
No, but he is
but
the...
Let me finish.
He's the culmination
of all
that's been going
on. Let me finish. But in the 80s, I don't recall anything other than a few isolated incidences.
The 60s
in the 90s,
was the last time
the 60s,
no,
the
in the
60s,
80s,
hold
the 80s.
On, let me finish. The 80s, I don't recall there being anything besides a few isolated incidences.
Let me finish.
The 90s, same situation. I mean, with the exception of the riots in the 90s, you know, in L.A. and things like that, the incidences were minuscule in comparison to what they are in 2018. Or in the last 5 years, just to throw it out there. And I damn sure don't recall anything happening in the year 2000s other than that there was a bias after September 11th against Muslim people. But there was nothing going on in this country where there was such animus and such hatred.
I disagree, because the difference is now...
where there was things like they're happening on a regular basis like there are right now.
It's always been this like this. The only difference is now is that we have more ways of seeing it. Didn't see it. The people weren't filming
that,
it. It wasn't 24-hour news.
I don't agree with that.
But it was always the same.
I don't agree with that. Because I'm going to tell you something.
Y'all make fun of my age. I've been around a lot longer and seen the same thing over and over.
Surfer, that could have flied. That rationale could have flied in the 60s and 70s when there was only three TV stations. But in my lifetime, cable and TV has been around. CNN has been around my entire lifetime. These things have been around. The only difference between... You know, from when I was born in 1982 and today, the only major difference is the internet. And the internet has allowed us to have, as you said, more visibility on all these issues. But on a bigger, wide scale thing, what I'm saying, on a bigger picture, okay? I'm talking about on a national level, on a national epidemic. The way it is, the way it was in the last 7 days, the way it has been in the last 7 days, it has not happened in my lifetime. Okay?
I mean, come on, we have a mass shooting like every week.
Okay.
Every week.
All right. But you're going to tell me that in 1988, that if a mass shooting didn't go down, we were not going to hear about it? No, sir. That's absurd.
No, mass shootings, yes.
I'm not talking about an isolated shooting at a supermarket in Louisville, Kentucky, okay, where two people died. Granted, that was all mixed into everything that happened this week. But a shooting where 11 people died in a synagogue in Pittsburgh, that would have made national headlines. I don't care what year it is, that would have made national headlines.
Shooting in Kentucky wasn't just a couple of random people.
He was out there gunning for black people. But you didn't listen to what I said. It was two people That was an, it was essentially a small isolated incident. The only difference is that this was grouped together with everything else that was going on this week. But if this would have just happened randomly in the middle of the week where nothing else was going on, and this was
nobody would have brought
1988,
it up.
It would have not been brought up. It would have just been a passing, fleeting bulletin on like the CBS Evening News and in Louisville, Kentucky,
at the local station,
at the local TV station. But in 2018, it's a different beast. But a mass shooting, that would have been picked up regardless of the time period. And in 2018, there are mass shootings left, right, and sideways. I don't have to tell everybody, you know, what happened back on Valentine's Day last year, because we all know. Yeah. That would have made national headlines. The thing with the mail that happened this past week with all the bombs and everything going through the mail, that would have made that's a national story. That would have made headlines all week, whether it was 2018 or 1968. The difference is that there's more of those things going on today, and that's because there's more hate in this country today than there was 30 years ago. Yes, there were some incidences that happened, and I'm not denying that. Yeah. But there sure as hell were not on the scale that it's and the frequency that it's happening today. And that's because of the climate and the things that are happening politically. I mean, let's just be honest. Despite whatever side of the fence you side on, this is all politically motivated on whatever side you want to take. I don't care.
I feel all charges, all sides.
This is a political situation that we are going in this country, and that's the reason why all these things are going on right now. Because I'm telling you, when Bill Clinton was president, what happened? What was the worst thing that happened when Bill Clinton was? There was
the
three
Oklahoma
things.
City bombing.
Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center.
Right, you know why that happened?
And Columbine. Because, those were the only things that happened
right,
during his presidency.
But the thing, okay, Columbine was just something else. Now, Oklahoma
City Columbine
bombed.
Was due to bullying. Get it right.
No. I didn't say it wasn't. What I'm trying to say is about the Oklahoma City bombing. Under Clinton, the same with Obama, right-wing militias spike under those presidencies, because they're always afraid that their guns are going to be taken away and their rights and freedoms under Democrats, because they get told by the Republicans that's going to happen to them, and they buy into it.
I go the same thing. I mean, people talking about, hey, on the flip side, I'm an independent, so I just want to let everybody know that. The whole thing is, when Joe Biden said that if you voted for Mitt Romney, that he'll have y'all black people back in chains, it's the same thing as somebody taking their guns. It's the two sides of the same coin.
Yeah,
it's called identity politics.
Talking junk.
Huh?
So he was talking junk.
No, I'm just saying, but that's the same kind of rhetoric you're talking about. You're doing what they're saying.
But it just has to stop. And to be honest with you, I'm whether you agree with it, Doom, or not, I think the person at the top is more to blame, because, you know, the frequency of incidents have only ramped up.
I just have, to me, it's kind of, and this is just me, it is closer to the election time, but I just wish both parties can sit down and put aside.
I'm not saying that the elections, I'm not saying the elections are not playing into this, but it just has to be because he's in office. And until something is done where either his term is up, he's impeached, he resigns, whatever happens, he's assassinated, which won't happen in 2018.
Yeah, but again,
whatever happens,
it should be
those
both
things
sides
are going to
sit down and talk.
Only get worse. Well, the problem is,
yeah, but
there's one side. There's one. Listen, you've got two sides that are willing to talk, but you've got one person that doesn't want to talk.
No, let me tell you something. He has, but it's going nowhere. Let's talk about both parties, okay? To me,
I really
want to
wrap this up
because
it's 10:30 and we haven't even gotten to wrestling.
right, real quick, they're two sides of the same coin. But one party is definitely all about having power and power for their donors and themselves. The other party wish they could do the same, but can't. That's why they don't talk to each other, because it's all about who has the power and who don't. It ain't about, oh, if we work together, we can make this country go forward. They don't give a fuck about that. All they care about is the power they accumulate.
So why don't you vote these people out and get somebody in there?
First of all, I'll vote. But you can't, you can't say Congress sucks, but continue to vote for your Congress. Because then nobody gets kicked out. No, I'm saying people say Congress sucks and continue to vote for their same congressman.
Okay, I agree with you.
Well, all right. I think we've had enough of this.
Yeah, let's talk about some women kicking ass.
Hold on. Because Tony C had enough, and he ran out.
I mean, it's just the only thing is I just get offended when people say that, hey, because of what my outward appearance is the way I should think. And then I've been raised in this different ways about, hey.
It's not, yeah. And I don't necessarily agree with that statement either, but
yeah.
I you know, now, what, it's you, not know what, you know, no, what, it saying, is, you know just, what it is, you know what it is, in reality, you want to be able to take the best.
Come to your own decision by your own means.
Render your own decision by your means, but you're also, you want, as a citizen of this country, you want to be able to take the best qualities of what's offered to you. You know, you want to take the best of what's being offered by the Democrats. You want to take the best being offered by the Republicans. But when the sides are unbalanced,
there's no more centrist. There's like nobody.
When they're not balanced. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I'm wanting is balance. Whole thing of I'm right, you're wrong. Nobody's right.
When you're
and
not
that's
balanced,
like nobody talks
that's
about
when
no
these
more.
Issues start. And the issue is,
you should be all about getting money out of politics. Then, so that happens,
I
know it's
going
to be
no,
a compromise.
Because,
I don't.
you could have some compromise. Listen, on the big issues, you're always going to have division. You're always going to have division on the big issues. But on the general issues, you should be able to compromise, you know, little things. And the fact that we can't even agree on the small stuff is a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You know, because if Doom wants to buy a black pen, but I want a blue pen, we should be able to compromise and say, well, we'll buy a pack that's half and half. No, Doom is fighting with me and says he only wants the entire pack to be black. Well, no, if you don't want to compromise, then I want the entire pack to be blue. You know, it's that kind of squabbling is what's going on, and we're just arguing about pens.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's people's lives and stuff, and that's the stuff I have. It's like.
But anyways, we're going to talk some wrestling here. Hold on.
Let's tone it down a little bit.
Hold on. All right. Well, anyways, there's been a lot of interesting things that have happened this week in the world of wrestling, and a lot of news, we're going to start right out and talk about what's going on this coming Friday at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. WWE is going to go through with the event, and you know, here's the issue. This is again one of those situations that WWE is in a rock and a hard place here, and I want to start off with one shocking news story that I guess. It's making the rounds. We don't have 100% confirmation on it, but it looks like it is a true story, and that Renee Young will be working the event as part of the announce team. So we got to take that, you know, with a grain of salt, but also look at that as a sign of not all is wrong with the Saudi Arabia deal. Let me give my two cents now on this. Do I think that WWE should go to Saudi Arabia? In my heart of hearts, no. Okay? But I heard Jim, well, it's not that I heard, but I read a quote from JR in a recent podcast that he did, and JR made a very compelling argument, and that he is on the side of what is good for his family. He said that when he went to Saudi Arabia in April and did the... And remember, all JR was a part of the pre-show panel. He wasn't even on the announce team. He was on the pre-show panel. This is all JR did. That JR said that was his single biggest payoff that he's ever had working for Vince McMahon. And JR's been with the WWE for 20-something years. For 26 years, whatever it's been. He said it was the single biggest payday he's ever had with the WWE.
Didn't they say something like it's $10 million or $15 that they're giving for the talent?
And JR basically said was, if you have... If you feel in your heart of hearts that you can't go for a moral reason, okay, nobody's going to stop you from going. However, the company should still go through, because that way the people that necessarily they don't have a moral dilemma can still get a payday and provide for their family in a situation that where they normally would not see that kind of money, and their family would be able to benefit from that money. Granted, it's not clean money. We understand that. But why are you going to, for example, Kofi Kingston and the New Day, they'll be there. And and to throw out a number, let's say Kofi Kingston's payday for going to Saudi Arabia on Friday is $250,000. Just to throw out a number.
That's his yearly salary.
That would be his salary for the entire year for working one event. And JR says, why should you take that ability? Why should you take that away from somebody that during the entire calendar year busts their ass?
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree with that. I don't agree with their stance in going as a whole, but I agree with not wanting to take away a potential payday that could be for your family and where your family could benefit. And you know, maybe for some of these guys, you know, let's say Kurt Angle, for example, that maybe Kurt Angle hasn't had a big payday in wrestling in a good number of years, and he could use a good payday, and he'll get it from this event. For example, I'll give you another good example. Kane is using his money, and he's donating
for his city,
donating it to the city or to the county that he works for, to a charity. You see, in those situations, why would you deny the recipients of that money that chance, that opportunity? John Cena, Daniel Bryan, if they morally feel that they can't go, listen, okay, I respect your decision. I don't have a problem with you. I'm not mad with you. In fact, I applaud you for sticking to your guns. And that's it. Those two are not going to go hungry. You know.
Yeah.
But Dolph Ziggler, maybe Dolph Ziggler like or Kofi Kingston or Drew McIntyre, because Drew McIntyre is now rumored to be at the event.
Bo Dallas, somebody like that.
Yeah, those guys are going to get a payday that it's a year's salary for them, and they're going to get it for one year's work.
Now, if one of those guys and their family don't want to, one of those guys don't want to go, should they be made to go?
Well, from what I'm understanding, from what I'm understanding, is WWE's not forcing anybody to go. If they don't want to go,
here's my caveat. This is like a similar event to when WCW went to North Korea. North Korea has been, and I don't really hear it. And North Korea has committed way more heinous stuff.
You are correct, but that didn't get out as much as this is getting out now. I mean,
North Korea wasn't in 1995. North Korea was not in the not in the shitstorm that it's in today. Yeah. And you know, if that would happen today, it'd be a different story. But in 1995, it wasn't a big deal.
But they were still executing and having people in work camps.
Of course, but
my whole thing is, I look at it not for the Saudi king, but even though he's funding it, I'm looking at it more for the Saudi people. Now I'm taking the figureheads out of it.
Right, I agree with that too. I agree.
And this is the soldier in me. The more you can show that the West is good or doing stuff, the less you have somebody that hates us in the future. So that's kind of the stance I'm looking at.
That's another way to look at it too. And listen, there really is no right or wrong answer here. Isn't.
It's a slippery slope.
Now, if I was running things,
but you got to also think of how much they had put in motion.
Apparently not much had been put in motion because the tickets did not go on sale until.
No, I'm talking about not the tickets, but the moving equipment, that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I have no clue.
You got to get the permits.
Well, no, wait a minute. Hold on. I'll tell you why that was probably not an issue. Because WWE's touring the UK. They're going to be in Manchester on Monday. So for the trip for them is not going to be as drastic as it was in April.
Not in April, but they planned this to be in ahead. So if they did not, you know. But I can see what you're saying.
If it were me, if I was running the show, okay, I probably would not have gone through with the show.
No.
But I look at it also from WWE's stance, too. And a lot of people are very quick to blame Vince McMahon, and they're saying that Vince is doing it for the dollar, and you're right, Vince is doing it for the dollar. But WWE is taking a very ballsy stance on this. And, you know, if you've been following WWE stocks this past week, I believe
it's down $20.
WWE lost a shitload of money in their stocks this week. A lot, because of this news. If they felt that it was the wrong thing to do, they would have canceled the event. And because it would not be the first time WWE cancels an event. I mean, WWE's canceled events in the past. But this is a big, big deal, and ultimately will do good for WWE and for the performers and for the country itself. And, you know, I personally would not have gone. If I was running the promotion, I probably would have said screw it. But in the long haul, WWE took a big gamble. I don't think WWE is, you know, based on what they lost in stocks, they probably are not going to make that much back in terms of the event. You know, let's say they lost. To throw out a number, you know, they lost $40 million in stocks. They're probably only getting $10-15 million for the event. So in reality,
I heard it was like half a billion. That's what I was hearing.
I don't know the exact numbers. I'm just throwing out numbers.
I heard it was the rumor was the 10-15 was for the talent.
No, but what I'm trying to say is I don't think WWE. What they lost in their stocks this past week, I don't think they're going to get back from the event. And So ultimately, WWE comes out on the short end of the stick, regardless. Because here's the thing, WWE goes, they take a hit in the stock. WWE doesn't go, they lose a major deal in a country. Because let's be honest, they don't go to this event on Friday. They can't go after that. It's going to be years and years and years and years before they're going to see that kind of money again from Saudi Arabia. Because Saudi Arabia is going to say, you're not welcome here.
You're not going to be an every year thing if they don't show.
It would be,
go two, 3 times a year.
It would be 10 years.
Paid.
It would if they did not go on Friday, yeah. It would be at least 10 years before WWE returned. At least 10 years. If they
or something happens to the Saudi King, but then.
And you don't want TNA to make that money.
But I just got a feeling that this will blow over in a couple months. We won't even be talking about Saudi Arabia. I just think it was bad timing
It was all bad timing. And of course, the fact that the women's pay-per-view, let's talk about that. I enjoyed Evolution. However, and I got into a discussion with Nick German about this on Facebook. He has his theory. I have my own. But I feel that WWE did a disservice to the women on Sunday. For one blaring reason. And that was that event was given a house show treatment.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the guardrails.
The guardrails, the lighting. The only thing that was completely done was the entranceway. Now, the logic that Nick German wants to say is that the drive from Uniondale, New York to Charlotte, North Carolina is too long of a drive, and WWE probably just, they needed their main television set to use on Raw. But
they could have used the SmackDown one.
But exactly. WWE, in theory, has three television sets. They have Raw, SmackDown, and the pay-per-view set. And then I said, okay, forget about the TV set. What's the deal with the barricades?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the barricades be brought to the thing? Okay, you want to say that the drive is too long and this and that. And then I started thinking, you're going to tell me that a company that's the size of the WWE, okay, doesn't have an extra security wall? You're going to tell me that, that you're going to say that WWE, in terms of distance, okay, they didn't want to, you know, lock up the TV set and everything, but they have the production truck, they have the television cameras and everything, but they couldn't use the full.
They only got once.
The full lighting for that they normally use for TV. They couldn't use the.
Well, I thought they cut the lighting off because a lot of seats wasn't sold. The event wasn't sold out.
From reports from the fans, okay, that the only area of the arena that was somewhat empty in the sense of, and they use that word somewhat very loosely, was the TV camera side. That means the side where the cameras are facing out, so you don't see that side. That side was 70 to 80% full, but that the rest of the building was about 90% full. So there was no excuse for the lights to be so dark. The reason why the lights were dark is because they used the house show lights. They didn't use the full light set, the lighting grid and everything that they take to TV. So, I feel bad that the girls were given that kind of treatment in that aspect. The event, I thought, was very good, all things considering.
I think the women put in maximum effort in their matches.
Oh, of course they did. There was one match we did not see, and that was the NXT UK Women's Championship match. That was the dark match. I thought I was pleasantly surprised that Michael Cole, Renee Young, and Beth Phoenix did a very good job on the commentary. The match, obviously, that stole the show was Becky Lynch and Charlotte. Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella, they did okay.
I think Nikki Bella did a good job of stretching out a match with Ronda Rousey.
The match that I enjoyed, probably for me, the match of the night, was the Shayna Baszler, Kari Zane match for the NXT Women's Championship. I thought that was an excellent match. But all in all, I think WWE not giving it the full pay-per-view treatment, I thought was a big disservice to them. Because that tells me right there that they really did not think of this as a big deal. Because, to be honest with you, if you're going to go to a building, you're going to put up lights, you're going to set up TV cameras, you're going to set up the ring, you're going to put a... They didn't put a small set. They put a full set. They put up
how much advertising did they put into this?
Let me finish. They put up a full-size entranceway, but they didn't use the normal TV lights. They didn't use the normal security wall. What's the point then?
I thought they should have more than one security wall. That they should have like two or three of those.
That's my point exactly. Because you go to WWE builds all their stuff. They build their security walls, they build their own rings, and things like that. You would think that WWE has multiple security walls sitting in the warehouse. Why the hell do they have three or four different Hell in a Cell cages in the warehouse? But they only have one security wall that's touring the country? I don't buy that.
And the other question is for the women's safety. For the men, I don't have a problem with the old guard rail, but these are women. So if somebody takes a bump, they're going to get hurt. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? At least the stuff was with pads.
Exactly.
So to me, for them, I see what Double A saying. For the first all-women's pay-per-view, we should have made it look like...
Should have made it look like a big deal.
They should at least did something different, you know.
You know, but to make it look like just a house show, because that's what it looked like. Well, it looked like a house show.
I give him credit for not taking up a lot of time with the skits and stuff. Like they kept it to mostly the wrestling.
Well, what skits are you going to have? Because if on top of that, the girls were not having that much TV time this week anyway.
No.
So what skits? I just think it was an ill timed event. You know, and the event went 3 hours and 23 minutes. So I honestly believe that the event actually went. I questioned the whole week, like, why is this pay-per-view 4 hours long? You know, they stretched it to 3:23, and that was really, like, stretching it as far out as they could.
Well, they could have had a four-hour show. They'd have added a couple more matches. I mean, they decided to throw all the women into the Battle Royal.
But a couple of more matches of what?
You want Carmella versus
Oscar. That's the thing. That's the thing. They didn't build up any feuds leading into this other than, you know, the Becky Lynch in Charlotte. Like, Ronda you had... No, that... I mean, that came within, like, the last couple of weeks. But there's no long-running storyline that they could all accumulate into this pay-per-view. Like, most of them, like I said, they just threw most of them into a Battle Royal.
When was the last time Nia Jax was, like, on Raw? Like I said, a lot of these females, they haven't been using.
Well, the Nia Jax thing was done out of design because she had the she was in the middle of a program with that was like a little triangle thing with Ember Moon and Tamina. But the problem was that they had run out of just storylines in general for all the girls. And, you know, there's only one female storyline going on in NXT. And the problem was you would have had the NXT Women's Championship match on TV. The problem was that the match where, I forgot the girl's name, won the title, that show had not aired yet.
You talking about the Kairi Sane?
No. I'm talking about the NXT UK Women's Championship match.
Oh yeah,
that was the dark. Tony Storm, the dark right? match. It was a dark match before the pay per view started, And the problem is that match did not air on pay-per-view because the match where the girl won the title originally had not aired yet. Was taped in September, and the match had not aired yet on NXT UK. Because that show just started, what, a week and a half ago? 2 weeks ago? Something like that? So it had not run the course yet. But that was my biggest takeaway from the event, was that I thought they really, really should have just brought out the big set. Because, listen, you could control the lights with a full lighting set and the full stage and the guardrails and everything. You can control the darkness in the building. You've done it before. You can do it again. There's no need to just go and do the thing. And don't give me the excuse that the drive from Uniondale, New York, to Charlotte is too long. I'm sure you've got more than one TV set.
When was Uniondale in New York?
That's Long Island.
I'm saying, which... Was that where Raw was at, or
no,
what?
No, Charlotte was Raw. The pay-per-view was in Uniondale.
Yeah, and where's SmackDown at tonight?
Atlanta.
They could have did, like I said, sent the SmackDown stuff or the pay-per-view stuff, since unless the pay-per-view stuff is going to Saudi Arabia.
Let me. No, they probably are building their unique set for that event.
I'm just thinking of customs, that's all.
Uniondale to Charlotte. We're going to see the distance right now.
That should be about 12 hours.
658 miles. And then Charlotte to Atlanta. Distance. 245 miles. So it's you know, I get it. The distances probably could have been an issue, but I still don't buy it. Because if you're taking,
if he uses the SmackDown,
but even that, if you're taking your, forget about the set, forget about the entranceway. If you're taking your TV production truck and your television cameras from one location to the other, you should be able to take your lights and your set and everything else. That's how I see it. You know, but whatever. Last night on Raw, I missed a lot of it, but what I did see was a decent show. I thought, the progression going into Crown Jewel, we found out that Bobby Lashley is replacing John Cena. No real explanation as to why.
They gave an explanation because he didn't qualify.
He didn't qualify. All right.
Like he was just given his spot, and
all right.
So Corbin didn't think that was right, so he took him out.
All right. So that happened. So Lashley replaces Cena. The Ambrose Rollins storyline, we don't know what's going on with the tag team titles, but Rollins said that he's going to make Ambrose's life a living hell, and that's pretty much setting up your feud between now and WrestleMania.
The question with this feud is, how intense are they going to let it get? Is this going to be a PG feud, or are they going to let them go at each other a little bit? Because wrestling right now needs kind of a NWA blood feud. You know?
I honestly don't know. I got to tell you, the one thing I did not like, I thought it was a little distasteful. Baron Corbin taking a shot at Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a little below the belt.
Well, he's a chode, like. I kind of wanted to apologize to the network about the thing I said on the sports because I didn't watch the rest of last week's Raw. Roman turning like that, but Baron shouldn't even get involved with the Shield. It should be Dean. You know, after he turned heel, he should be the one getting heat. Baron Corbin shouldn't be saying nothing about Roman Reigns. He should have been, like, written off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And of course, Lesnar was there. I'm sure WWE coughed up a lot of money for that.
You think that was out of necessity? That since was out of necessity. Everything's been.
That was out of necessity. And then we find out on SmackDown, Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles wrestled for the WWE Championship on SmackDown. Styles retained. Then Samoa Joe came out and attacked Styles, and now it's going to be AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe at Crown Jewel on Friday.
That makes sense.
Everybody thought that Daniel Bryan was probably going to win Friday. So now that he decided not to go and he loses his title shot reign opportunity, you think it'll be a long time before he gets another one?
No, because Samoa Joe also attacked Daniel Bryan. So I think
that doesn't mean they would reward Daniel Bryan by putting the belt on him.
They cannot. But you know what? I would venture to say that WWE's not going to hold Daniel's decision not going to Saudi Arabia against him. From everything that I've read so far, the last 2 weeks, that WWE is not forcing anybody to go. Yes, there are talent that are concerned, but they are not forcing anyone to go. That's what I've read, and that's completely understandable. John Cena and Daniel Bryan is doing what they feel
already
right,
made.
But they're in a very unique situation. They have a lot more pull than the other ones. And the other ones probably feel that if they stand up and they open their mouths, that they could jeopardize something that they may have.
Well, with Cena being part-time, it's like he decides.
It doesn't
he
matter.
Probably decides when he wants to show up.
It doesn't matter. But apparently, I did read one story, though, that WWE and Cena may have had not so polite conversations about the event. That's one thing I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever. I think the situation with Daniel Bryan, when SmackDown was on, I personally thought that the match probably should have gone an hour. I would have given them a full blown. I mean, the match went about 30 minutes, but it should have gone a full hour. I think Daniel should have won the title, and I think it would have been a great thing to have. Now, some of the other options that WWE was thinking about doing was WWE was thinking about filming the match at the Performance Center and airing it during the event, but I'm sure Daniel Bryan says, I want nothing to do with the event. That includes being in a pre-taped match, which I understand. But I got to thinking, I said, we don't need a WWE title match on this paper, on this event. I think we can get away without having the title match. So I was like, Daniel should win the title tonight. But he didn't. And now I'm convinced that it's possible Samoa Joe will win the title. And that'll set up the triple threat for the Survivor Series.
So they're not going to have champion versus champion at Survivor Series?
I thought about I thought that they would, but after what happened tonight, I'm not sure if it will happen.
I think it's going to be Brock and Braun.
At Survivor Series?
Probably.
No, I hope not.
Well, this is going to be the marquee match. They'll probably do the triple threat match, but when are you going to book on Raw that's going to kind of close out the show?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you there. But that's my 2 cents on wrestling this week. Lots of interesting stuff. Oh no! Now I got these damn hiccups. And that's that. Any final thoughts Jeff Jarrett got his head shaved over the weekend. He lost a hair versus hair or hair versus mask match in Mexico this past weekend.
He looks like a vanilla milk dud. That's...
Yeah. And then also the Street Profits and Fabian Aichner, they went to Evolve on Sunday, and respectively they won the Evolve Championship. Fabian Aichner won the Evolve Championship, and the Street Profits won the Evolve Tag Team Championship. The significance of that is that those three individuals are contracted NXT superstars. So,
did you see the Batman Robin in the ring?
No, I did not.
EC3 and Rockstar Spud dressed up as Batman Robin.
Nah, I didn't pay attention to that.
And somebody, one of the wrestlers came to the ring dressed as a dinosaur.
Man, Rockstar Spud could be the boy Wanda. He's so damn short.
Yeah. That's like why they did brother. It. That's why they did it.
Well, any final thoughts before we tell everybody what's going on here on the network? No. Well, with that, we want to remind everybody to check out all the shows here on the network. Of course, this coming Friday, you may get a brand new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Just bear with us, folks. Turnbuckle Throwbacks could be on a little sporadic schedule here for a short period of time. Then on Monday, it's the Sports Report at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw. This program... Actually, the Shiny Wizards at 7 p.m. next Tuesday night. This program following that at 9. And, of course, you can listen to all the shows here on the network. Of course, we also broadcast the Midnight Jury. New episodes of that are added to the feed every Monday morning. They will be live. Their next live episode, I believe, is November 10th. So that will be Saturday night, November 10th at 8 p.m. They'll be live. Here on the network. And the next time we will be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be for the Survivor Series. That'll be the Sunday prior to Thanksgiving. And I think that's it. Well, today has certainly been an interesting show. A lot of things have been said. You know,
some things can't be taken back.
Huh?
I said, some things can't just be taken back.
Well, I guess not. With that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live. And, of course, if you are listening to us live, stick around. A rebroadcast of the Shining Wizards is coming up next. Give us about 10, 15 minutes to put the show up in the feed. And that's that. For Tony C., who took a walk... And for Doom, for Surfer, I'm Double A. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday night right here.